At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. It's hour two on this Monday, the day before we lose another sports Emmy, which would be five in a row. We would out Buffalo the Bills. Didn't the Minnesota Vikings, did they lose four, but not four consecutive?
Right. I think four in 6 years, maybe?
Yeah. But this would be, I don't think we're ready if we win this sports Emmy tomorrow night. I don't know if the Danettes are ready for that pressure. Because then all of a sudden, you're the champs. What is that? The something about the head that wears the crown?
Heavy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
877-3DP Show. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Yes, Eden.
I just want the chance to crumble under that weight.
You
yeah. I'd happily not retain the title just to have the title that one time.
Okay. If we win the sports Emmy tomorrow night,
yeah,
but we don't make the sports Emmys in that category next year.
Okay.
The next 3 years, we do not make that category. Are you guys okay with that? See, I would rather that we were in the running for the Sports Emmy the next 3 years, and we didn't win the Sports Emmy. It's better for our brand. If we win, then all of a sudden you throw us in there with the great shows of all time.
And who wants that?
No, they won't.
I know. You could throw us in there with SportsCenter and Pardon the Interruption. Yes, Todd.
Wouldn't it be nice to eventually call it the Emmy winning instead of the Emmy nominated Dan Patrick Show at some point? Just like, you know, when you win the Heisman or you win a Super Bowl, you want to be able to say you got that.
Ignite your movie night with Firestarter, based on the Stephen King masterpiece starring Zac Efron, streaming now only on Peacock. Yes, Paulie.
I know a little bit about the voting process, not the actual number of people who vote in each category, but do you think the people who vote in our category think, you know what, these guys, I'm going to give them a nice, solid vote, and they'll get nominated. They'll love that. What they deserve to get voted for, but not maybe the high-end vote where you could win it.
They might go, oh, these guys.
So let us win it to get us to shut up about it.
I don't know.
Yeah, just get out of your hair. Just let us have the trophy, and then you'll never have to hear from us.
So this is a sympathy Emmy?
I prefer to call it more of a lifetime achievement. Emmy.
I like how Marv is just, he's new on the job. He comes in, you know, it's like joining a championship caliber team. You only been there, you just got called up. Yes, Marv.
I'm like Andrew Wiggins. got the small hands thing, and they're like, oh, man, look at all this great content. I never knew this. He was a bust somewhere else, but look at him here.
Yeah, Paul.
So if we win it next year, McLovin would kind of be like Tiki Barber from the New York Giants, who left for a media job, and then the next year they win the Super Bowl. Didn't they win the Super Bowl the year after Tiki Barber left?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be the Tiki Barber.
Okay, if it means that we would win without McLovin, but we would win with Marv, would you rather, you can pick, we win tomorrow night or we win next year? Now, it's guaranteed that we're going to win either this year or next year. Todd, would you rather win this year with McLovin, next year with Marvin?
I'm going to have to say, just because of the number of years he was with us, I'd have to go winning tomorrow. You want to grab something as soon as you can get it. It's absolutely nothing gets Marv. But, you know, Perloff was with us many years, and it would be kind of cool to win with him.
Seton?
I kind of along the same lines as Todd, although part of me thinks it would be hilarious.
It would be.
Oh. It would be so damn funny. Oh. And I would, man, those would be some pretty great laughs.
It'd be great content.
It would be, yeah.
Marv, would you rather win tomorrow night or next year?
You know, my inflating ego says next year, but you know what? I'm going to get one either way. So it's tomorrow. Sports Emmys are tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Okay. Paulie?
This is tough because I'm a content guy. I'm going to go this year. Golly, we win either way. McLovin gets one, put in a lot of years here, drove a lot of miles.
You got to appreciate, though, our dedication to the bit.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Where it's like, man, you know what? It would be so damn funny if we won next year, but I want it this year. I just want to get it over with already.
We'll get to phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. We'll give you ours. The great Ernie Johnson, NBA on TNT, will join us coming up in a little bit. This weekend, we got the opportunity to see Tiger. Not for long. He participated in his second major of the year. He made the cut and looked pretty solid over the first couple of days. Saturday, miserable weather, and he did not play well at all. He was at 12 over par for the tournament. He finished 9 over on Saturday, and you could tell that he was laboring. And I said this on Friday, even if he made the cut, I didn't know if he would play the entire weekend. And it turns out he didn't play on Sunday. No point in Tiger risking injury on Sunday just to battle out of last place. You know, you want to see Tiger pain-free. What he did at Augusta was remarkable. And it felt like he took a step back with what happened at the PGA Championship. And I thought it would be a step forward, where it looked like he just ran out of energy at Augusta. This never felt like he had anything going. But twisting and turning on that bad leg, and we're going to find out if he's going to be able to play the U.S. Open, the Open Championship, the British Open as well. And maybe he doesn't. Maybe he realizes that he still needs to have some more rehab on that, some more rest. It's nice to see him out there. There's a different pulse. There's a different sense of anticipation or excitement. And you could tell the announcers are doing their best to almost will him on to play great golf. He just didn't have it. And I think he realized that. He realized that probably Friday or after Friday's round and thought, all right, let me just go out there and see if I can, you know, he's really relying on his ability as a golf genius to manipulate his swing. I mean, he has to do that. He can't just swing. He's got to go, okay, how can I make this shot? How do I attempt this? And, you know, you have those uneven lies, and to be able to sort of plant and torque and all of those things, you know, he was laboring out there. And I'm glad that he didn't play Sunday. I didn't want him to put up an 83. You know, he's had an amazing turnaround here. And I hope that there's building blocks there. I just want a different generation to be able to see him play well. I mean, we were treated to the best golf ever. And we got that glimpse at Augusta a couple of years ago. And that was magical. But the influence that he's had on today's game, you can see it in how these players play, how they swing, you know, physical fitness, diet, lifting weights. That's because of Tiger Woods. But I just don't know at age 46 how much more he has, how much more he wants to go through this. And I think that'll be what'll be interesting to see the other two majors this year. Poll question for hour two, Seton. What are we going to go with?
This one's kind of out of the blue, Dan. But
okay,
how many games will the Cleveland Browns win this year?
Where did that come from? Okay. Baker didn't get invited to the Bahamas with Deshaun Watson's new teammates.
Baker never took us to the Bahamas.
Yeah, I know. He's sitting at home. Meanwhile, his teammates are still his teammates. Deshaun Watson's inviting them to the Bahamas.
You do like a group text. So what are you guys doing this weekend? Yeah. Anything going on?
Nope, not doing anything.
He's just scrolling through Instagram, stewing at all the pictures they're posting. You guys are eating lobster right now.
Can we check what DraftKings has, the over-under for the Cleveland Browns? I'm going to say over-under is 9 for the Cleveland Browns.
It's got to be so difficult to figure this out, too, because you just don't know what the suspension is going to be, assuming there is one.
Yeah, and I wonder if they would take the Browns off the board because we don't know when Deshaun Watson, if he's going to get suspended, how long he's going to get suspended. Is Baker Mayfield still going to be the backup quarterback? And I maintain that I would keep Baker as long as I can. I would try to play nice. I would say to him, look, we will trade you someplace. We will get you to another team. But in the meantime, why don't you just showcase your talents? You're healthy. Now you have a chance to play for somebody else. I don't know if he's going to buy into that, but you are paying him $18 million. So I would just say, hey, let's be a big boy. Let's go out there and play a little bit. And then when Deshaun comes back, we'll send you on your merry way. Yes, Eaton.
I don't see that happening. Not,
I know.
Not for, 1 ounce.
For some reason, I have been holding on to this. I don't think anybody in the media has been holding on to this like I have, because I'm like, you know what? Maybe they just keep him. Maybe he plays like 8 games.
It's almost like an element of like, aw, Dan.
I know.
That's cute. That's cute.
Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
I have a couple of different sites that still have the Browns off the board.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at that. But I would think, let's say Deshaun Watson's playing, which you're over under. 9.5? 9?
Let's say it was 9.5. That would put them in the same area as the Eagles, Ravens, or Colts.
Okay. What other poll questions do you have besides that timely one, Seton?
It felt very important for today.
Yeah.
You know?
It feels like, you know, we're First Take or whatever it is. You know, it's like, how do we work Baker Mayfield into the show? Well, it's a Monday. Yeah. How many wins do you think the Browns will have? Yeah. What else do you have?
Like I say, yo, they signed Clowney again. Okay. All right. Here's another one. You want another completely out of the blue random question?
Yeah.
Which is the best venue in sports? You could do Lambeau, Fenway, Augusta.
Where did this come from?
Madison Square Garden. These are just things that I think of.
Okay. Kind of random.
Yeah, that's why I said random out of the
very,
blue.
Very, very random. Random Monday poll question. Yes, Todd.
Tighter division, AFC West to AFC North. Think about that one.
AFC North.
You got your Bengals, you got your Browns, you got your Ravens. Okay. Steelers are always in the mix.
Yeah.
And now you got Broncos, Chargers, Raiders, Chiefs. That could be anybody's division.
Don't I have a bet with one of our listeners that he said the Kansas City Chiefs won't make the playoffs for a pie to the face? I think Mario keeps track of all these
things. Yeah, I think a guy on Thursday had that.
Yeah. Tom in Nebraska leads us off this second hour. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind today?
Hi, good morning, Dan, Danettes. Hope you guys are well. Got two bests of the weekends for you. First was we just got back from a weekend in the Hamptons. Never been out that far on the island before.
Mm-hmm.
My wife won a trip from a spiked coconut water company. So we flew out there, hung out with some friends, perfect weather, shook some fresh oysters and falling with Polly's motif, so great weekend.
Right.
Second best was on Friday, flying out there, my Meat Friday shirt got recognized at the airport, so that guy and I had a moment. So shout out to you guys, and good luck tomorrow with the Emmys.
Thank you, Tom. Are we wearing the Fifth Time is a Charm t-shirt tomorrow on the show? I haven't even seen, I've seen those, but I don't know if we have any.
I don't know
here.
If we have them necessarily.
Oh, because I was going to wear that. Because after tomorrow, then fifth time a charm is fifth times a charm.
Maybe instead of ordering those, we should order a sixth time and get ready for
yeah.
next year.
That one get might a head
be,
start.
Might be tough to have under your white shirt, though.
Well, no, I was going to wear it on the show, not tomorrow night.
Oh, I thought you were going to wear it to the sports.
No, event. That's really cheesy. Really cheesy. Could we go to dinner and then we could get a heads up on where we are as far as the categories? And then we just slip in, see if we win. And then when we don't, we pile in the limo and then we head back. Yes, Marv.
Also, quick question. Are we all still writing speeches?
No. We're all together. Everybody's going to give the speech at the same time.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah. But we are. My wife just asked me, like, Marvin, have you written your speech yet? Didn't Dan say you guys all have
to
write a speech?
Yeah. And nobody's going to be able to understand it because it's going to sound something like this.
And so I want to thank
First of all, I just want to thank Dan.
Everybody
here.
Really excited.
Without you, it's impossible.
Everybody else.
The bargain yeah. wife,
I hated that job.
Yeah, see?
Glad McLovin's gone.
See, nobody's going to... Whoa.
Oh, sorry.
Whoa.
the audio went out there.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Whoever is speaking last, just be careful that you don't say something that could be inappropriate. I don't want to win and then lose the Emmy on the same night.
Can you lose it? Is there a decorum thing?
I don't know if they're like, on second thought, we are taking away the sports Emmy from the Dan Patrick Show. Yes, Paul.
We'll do it like a Bourne movie where one of us grabs it, runs out, we all block and just try to get to the van.
We'll take a break. The great Ernie Johnson will join us coming up next. Charles was on a horse riding into the coverage. Of course. What could go wrong with Charles on a horse? We'll talk to Ernie. More phone calls coming up. Best and worst of the weekend. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Get older. Lack of energy starts to show. You can hear it in people's voices. That's why I take M-Drive. I already took my M-Drive this morning. Everyday supplement for driven guys. Clinically tested ingredients. M-Drive supports healthy testosterone levels. Boost energy. Helps you feel your best every single day. Not ready to slow down? Then M-Drive has a supplement for you. My voice doesn't sound great today, but I have the energy today. M-Drive. You can find it at Walgreens, Rite Aid, or Vitamin Shop. Visit mdrivedan.com. Try it risk-free. For there's free shipping. And if you don't feel more energized after 60 days, I'll be shocked, and they'll give you your money-back guarantee. Getting older doesn't have to be a bummer. You can still look, feel, and perform at your very best with M-Drive. M-Drive. Try it every day. Stay on top of your game. Visit mdrivedan.com. More strength, energy, T-support to fuel your daily drive. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Visit mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources. As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. A lot of great T-shirts available. Go to danpatrick.com, including... Fifth time is a charm. Our sports Emmy, we've lost the last... You know what? I choose to look at it this way. We didn't lose the sports Emmy the last 4 years. We just didn't win. Let's bring in Ernie Johnson. Ernie, do you look at it that way when you're nominated for a sports Emmy? If you don't win, did you lose?
Sure. I mean, yeah. No, I always... you know what? It's always an honor.
Of course,
you are nominated. Obviously, it did get a little old for years and years to hear the name Bob Costas announced every time you were there at the end of a 3-hour extravaganza.
but it's like playing basketball in the Jordan era. That's what I always likened it to when you're broadcasting in the Bob Costas era, and you're not going to win,
especially in an Olympic year. It was just does the company, I mean, you don't have to fly me up there. You know, I can take it from hundreds of miles away.
But I became really good at applauding and making it seem like I was really happy for Bob Costas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It got to the point when he would go up and accept, it was almost like he was embarrassed to do it. He would tell an anecdote and just sit down.
You know, when they start to announce the candidates and Bob starts walking to the stage, that's when I went, wait a minute here. Let me give the full intro here. Ernie Johnson, TNT, inside the NBA, and multiple Sports Emmy Award winner for Outstanding Sports Personality, studio host, coverage of the Western Conference Finals. Continues tomorrow. What is the bit on Inside the NBA that almost went off the rails?
Last night or any night?
Well, when Charles came in on the horse.
Yeah, I mean, that's his second time on horseback during a Western Conference final. He did it in Oklahoma City and then did it last night. And I think it was almost flawless, aside from the dismount, which, so there's a horse wandering around Dallas today with Chuck's hamstring still attached to it. But I think that, I think there have been a few things that have worked and a few things, some things are perfect, you know, some gags that we do. I mean, when Kenny tried to duplicate the Kobe Bryant, new shoe unveiling by jumping over an Aston Martin, and then we kind of rigged it in the studio, or actually in the parking lot, that we ran over him. That was perfect. But then there are others that just don't fly. I can't. There have been so many that, hey, let's take a shot, and then it turns out not to be very funny, or it just falls flat. So to isolate one of those, it would be very difficult then.
It's hard to land the planes when you're a host and you have personalities. Your job is just landing planes. And then you have the moment where it feels like Shaq and Charles are getting personal. And this happened the other night where it felt like it was a little more personal with each other out in San Francisco. What role do you play when you know that this might not be what we thought it was going to be?
I mean... folks need to understand too that these guys are so tight. Their families, their moms were extremely tight when Chuck's mom was still around, and we talked to Miss Lucille from time to time. So they actually are great friends. Guys love each other. Sure, it gets heated sometimes, and guys, you know, when you're trying to decide or trying to defend your point, yeah, it gets a little heated, but I've never thought, oh, this is out of control. But I think the best way for me to do it, I was always, okay, let's move on. That's good. You know, so kind of your bogus anchor laugh, you know, it's just like, Monica, you know, it's one of those, you know, it's like, so every now and then you just kind of diffuse it that way. And then you realize there was really nothing to diffuse. It's just TV. But then obviously social media after that is, oh, they're ready to throw hands. Oh, this is, you know, this is fixing to get, you know, and it really isn't.
Well, I always like when Shaq goes, that's why you never won a title, Chuck.
Yeah. I'm like, look at these. Yeah. I know. It's always the fallback. I always know that any disagreement is about to end when that's brought up. I mean, that's like Shaq's last line of defense. He's already talked about the fact, no, a team needs to do this. No, they need to defend it this way. No, they don't. And it's like Shaq's just done. Hey, I got four of these. End of argument. Let's move on.
I was at the Jimmy Valvano golf tournament many, many years ago, and I'm at a table with Digger Phelps, Quinn Buckner, Lou Holtz, Barkley, and Michael Jordan. And Chuck is going back at Michael a little bit, and then all of a sudden the competitor in Jordan kicked in, and then he started going for the knees. He wanted to take out Chuck in front of us because Chuck was getting all these laughs. And then Michael said, you never won a championship, did you? And then all of a sudden it stopped. And then it wasn't fun. It wasn't fun anymore after that. And you're like, okay, you know, that's, you can always win an argument. It feels that way when you go, yeah, you didn't win a championship.
Well, you know, and to Chuck's credit too, he's lived with that forever, and it's brought up from time to time. And so, you know, I don't know if he's okay with not having one, but he's okay with answering that question. Yeah. And so, you know, and I try not to go there unless he's really made me mad.
We're talking to Ernie Johnson, TNT Inside the NBA. I mentioned with Luka, he can get 40. But you're not going to win championships when you have that singular talent putting up these incredible numbers. And I always go back to LeBron with the Cavs. He wasn't going to win a title. You know, got to play for a title. He needed help. Michael Jordan, he was averaging 36 a game. Then he realized that he needed help. What would be the best running mate for Luka if you were going to handicap this of what Dallas's next move is to maybe take them up to the next level because the West is going to stay really, really, really competitive for a while.
Yeah, I mean, it's and to your point, I mean, last night scores 40, but they're 0-3 when he scores 40. And so you've already got on that team a bunch of shooters. I mean, guys who can hit three-pointers, but unless, I mean, maybe you need an absolute knockdown, no question about it, guy who's going to hit threes there. I mean, this is I'm the worst guy to try to say, well, you need to pair this guy with him. I just think, you know, we've seen this Dallas team as it is. I mean, they beat the Phoenix Suns in seven games playing the style that they play. That's five out, you know, and you come down and space the floor. And I just think it's more of a make a more concerted effort to get those other guys involved rather than being just the guy who's got the ball in his hands 99% of the time. So that would be, I think, just the distribution is more of an issue than it is personnel.
What do you make of this year's version or this version of the Warriors?
To me, I've always liked watching them play. I mean, there are certain teams, Dan, where when I'm up late working on stuff at my home office, you know, and there's a game on. And for years, it was like, oh, Golden State's playing to watch. Back early on, it was like, oh, the Suns are playing. I love watching Steve Nash and Amari. You know, I think those are entertaining styles of basketball. For me, Golden State is doing that again. I just love watching the ball movement. I love how crisp it is. I love how the sixth sense that they all seem to have of, like the other night when Steph kind of got wrapped up in a corner and just threw the ball back over his shoulder. And Draymond was there at the top of the key and then fed it right back to him and he knocked down a three. And it's like, you don't see that with everybody. So I think what I like is the way Steve Kerr has always described that team. I like the joy that they show when they're playing hoop, you know, I think that's kind of been the baseline common denominator of those championship teams. And this one, there's a joy when they play basketball.
Celtics in the Heat. I thought it would go seven, but I didn't expect Miami to win this past game. I thought, okay, Boston will get one in Miami. I didn't know if Miami could get one in Boston. The health issue here, I mean, trying to handicap that series, I don't know where you start.
No, it's the same. I feel this is the same way you did. But I knew going in, look, they will both get up in you for 48 minutes. Okay. So they're both good defensive teams. The question was, okay, PJ Tucker, I think PJ Tucker is so huge on the Miami side that if he sits, that really hurts. I mean, it's kind of a Marcus Smart kind of an edge that he gives them. But I'm watching that game the other night and I'm seeing that it's 46-20 as I'm watching it. And I'm like, well, this game's over. And then I was convinced with 2.5 minutes left that the Celtics were going to win. I said, geez, they come all the way back. Now I know somebody's going to do something. So it's been crazy. It's like a last man standing series. You know, who's going to get the next injury? I was looking for the wheelchair to come out for Marcus Smart, the Paul Pierce chair. And it was like, oh, man, because that was a bad roll. So, let's see. I have no idea. All I know is Jimmy Butler is really good this time of year. That PJ Tucker is just like this all the time, and I love the edge he brings. And there's no way Jason Tatum's going to shoot again like that in Game Four. So, if you're asking for a prediction, I have no idea. But that's the way this one's been.
Ernie's going to be hosting the match, the golf event. That's June 1st. You got Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, and Josh Allen.
Yeah.
What do you want to get out of these guys? Is it
some? You know, I just think that's a good question, I did the first match with Tiger and Phil, and I just think you have so many things going on, Dan. You've got so many mics being worn by so many guys, and then you've got me and Chuck and whoever, and then Trevor Immelman and Amanda Baliones. I mean, you've got like 40 people with mics on. and now play golf. And you don't want to step on everything that, you know, if somebody's talking, you don't want to step on them. I think I'm just going to kind of be there to make sure that Chuck gets some touches and that I just kind of want the feel of, hey, what if four athletes, what if four football players talk about when they're out there, you know, and what kind of, obviously you want the needle out, you want some trash talking a little bit, you hope you get some of that. So I don't know. I mean, what do you want to get out of it? When you sit down to watch it, because this will be good for me. I'll think about this the whole time. So what is Dan thinking as he sits on the sofa?
Would you get a wristband, you know, like just put the initials? What would Dan do? I mean, that would be kind of nice.
WWDD.
Yeah.
Hold it up during our on camera. Welcome everybody. What do you want out of a situation like that? What do you want to hear? You just want to hear guys kind of trash talking?
Well, when Brady had his pants ripped, and then he holds out from the fairway, and he's given Charles grief. Like, having real moments is, you know, I don't want to be a nice. I want them to be needling each other and then almost encouraging them to, this is your guys' TV event. How do you guys want to be portrayed here? Because you can guide, but then I think it sounds like your guy. You don't want it. You just want it to be like where Brady says something to Mahomes right away, or Aaron Rodgers says something to Josh Allen, and then you go, okay, this is on. And you have sort of that feeling where they give you nuggets along the way. I mean, I'd love to know, has Brady ever played golf with Bill Belichick?
Right. Those are the kind of things I think as they're in their carts going to the next shot. That's what you, and I think we've seen that in the past too. It's like, hey, you've been working on how many hours do you spend on the range? Right? Do you practice? I mean, Aaron Rodgers told us last night, no, I don't practice, man. I just play, you know? And so, yeah, let's hear, I do want to hear some of that. And I think in the course of 12 holes, I believe is the length of the event that we will get some of that. But I'm with you. You don't want to sound like you're forcing somebody to say something they don't want to say. I think we're kind of in this privileged position where look, we got mics on this bunch. It's like if you were at the golf course and you said, look at that foursome over there playing on number seven. That looks like Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. I'd love to know what they're saying. And that's kind of why we're there. And I think it's up to us to listen to it and then pick up on something and say, hey, that was interesting what he said. Go into that a little further, explain that. And then at the same time, having fun. So that's it. But again, and you know what this is like, you've got a million different voices and you just don't want anybody to feel left out or feel like, okay, you've got to talk now because you haven't said anything. I think you'll be hearing me a lot of times just saying, you're watching the match and we'll be back with more from Las Vegas in a moment.
How come only 12 holes?
I think that's just the format they're doing. That's one they did last time too. And it's going to be a shamble where everybody tees off, you know, my team, we pick which tee shot we're going to hit and then everybody plays the ball coming in from there. So, it's kind of like we played a scramble at the Black Masters the other day, me and Sam Mitchell taking on Charles and my son, Eric, as Charles did win the coveted black jacket.
Really?
For the first time. Yeah. Chuck's playing, man.
Well,
Chuck's swinging the golf club.
Ernie, I played with Charles years ago. Has to be years ago. Yeah. And he shot a 79.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden he was trying to get better. He changed his. Somebody said, pause at the top of your backswing. Pause for a second. And that's where it all went downhill. But I remember playing in an event, a sanctioned event, those celebrity golf tour events. He shot a 79.
Sure. I mean, I heard those same kind of stories. And then in the time that I've known him in the last, you know, or worked with him the last 21 years or something. I do agree with you that I think he looked at one of these tapes that breaks down the swing from here, here, here and paused, you know, just, and he took that literally.
Yeah.
He said, well, it's going to be really hard to complete my swing if I keep stopping like this. But he's got Stan Utley is his guru now, and he has fixed the Chuckster. Dan, I'm telling you, you know, 300 plus drives right down the middle.
Really?
Without question. Without question. He is killing the ball, and he's got some touch. And so, look, he has come back. And then Sam and I lost to him on the 18th the other day. In fact, Chuckster needed to get up and down from a greenside bunker at the lovely Legends course at Chateau-Élan. And he stuck it about 18 inches.
I'd love to see Shaq out there wearing a golf outfit where he'd have the, you know, the like Payne Stewart hat.
Right.
And he'd have
plus fours.
Yes. Color coordinated and just finding clubs that Shaq could play.
I think even the key to that would be, no, you can't play clubs that you can play. Here's a junior set. I think that would be even better. And you know what? He would do it because he's the world's largest kid. And if he thinks, because what would happen? He'd say, if I do that, it's going to get like 4 million YouTube
hits. Oh, of course.
That's what it's all about.
Content king. Good luck with the Sports Emmys tomorrow night. And
I will not be there. I will be here in Dallas.
I would accept on your behalf if you needed me to.
You know, our longtime good buddy, who do you think, you and I both know him, who do you think would be, if in case I am fortunate enough to win tomorrow night?
Yeah.
You and I both know him. You've worked with him before. This would be the guy who would. Yes.
Tim Kiley?
TK, yeah.
Oh.
The longtime legendary producer of Inside the NBA.
I can get up there quicker than he can. My seats will be better, Ernie. I'm just saying.
Because you guys, whoever gets there first.
Okay. Because I would say, Ernie gave me a speech. First of all, suck it, Bob Costas, overrated. I don't need Shaq. I don't need Charles.
That's exactly why TK is going to do it
instead of me.
But I have every reason to believe he will remain seated during my category.
Yeah. Tell the boys I said hello, and thanks for joining us as always.
Hey, it's always great talking to you, Dan. Thank you so much for having me on. See you guys.
Ernie Johnson. Yeah. Ernesto is nominated for a Sports Emmy, and he'll be hosting the match. That'll be June 1st with Brady and Rodgers, Mahomes and Josh Allen. And, of course, the Western Conference Finals continues tomorrow night on TNT Game 4. Our best and worst of the weekend right after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There are a lot of good guys in our business, good people in our business. Ernie Johnson's up there, top of the list. Just solid. Good guy. Reese Davis, another guy put up there. Just solid guy. Good guy. No highs, no lows, just solid guy. Best and worst of the weekend, Todd. I'll start with you.
My best was, I mentioned it earlier, attending game three of the Eastern Conference Finals with my son, seeing them come all the way back and almost win that game with all the sea of green with all the Celtic shirts was kind of a cool look. Worst of the weekend, with a chance to steal a game in San Francisco Friday night, Mavs blow a 19-point lead, 42 points from Luka, put them in that 2-0 hole against the Warriors.
Seton O'Connor.
Best of the weekend was the end of Premier League season. It was absolutely phenomenal.
Aston Villa.
Oh, my God. It was so exciting. Manchester City down 2-0, 15 minutes left to go. And they score three goals in 5 minutes to win the title, snatch it away from Liverpool. Phenomenal. The other best part of that, too, though, is the Leeds game where Leeds United was facing relegation. And they had just hired an American manager, Jesse Marsh. And he's been there for a couple of weeks now, but he's won them out of relegation, including that final day was they had to win that game to not be relegated, which is a huge moment for American managers. My worst of the weekend, not really a worst, but I went and played paintball this weekend, which I hadn't done since I was, I don't know, a teenager, probably.
Yeah.
Dude, I got lit up. It was me and another dad and six kids. They were between the ages of like 12 and 14. And my back right now looks like, if you've ever seen those cupping things where you go and they like, makes those like round, sometimes athletes will do it like on their shoulder and you get those like round, like hickey looking things.
Yeah.
Dude, blasted.
Okay. Why does the paintball have to hurt so much? Like, can't there be a friendlier paintball gun? Because, you get blasted.
It gets you where you're like, ah!
Yes.
You know, and then that's it. It kept finding these little, like, pockets of, I don't know, like my shanks on the side and be like, dang!
Marvin, best and worst of the weekend.
Best of the weekend? I'm so late to this party. I saw Reggie versus the New York Knicks 30 for 30 for the first time ever. Like, I don't know where I was, but it was amazing. And I think they're on the same level, maybe not the same, but Bird and Magic, where whoever dies first, they will speak at the other person's funeral or at least be expected to show up and attend.
Well, you think Spike Lee shows up at Reggie's funeral or Reggie shows up at Spike Lee's funeral?
Yes, and I think either one of them speak.
Reggie's going to be on the show tomorrow. What's your worst?
Oh, you know what? Second best.
Oh.
Chuck. Charles Barkley, just in general. And coming on the horse, shout out to that horse. His back has to be killing him, but it was amazing.
Paulie, best and worst.
Worst of the weekend, I tune into the Preakness. I like horse racing. I watch a minimum three races a year.
Yeah.
And as we knew, Rich Strike, who won the Kentucky Derby, didn't participate in the Preakness. Now, they want to be healthy for the Belmont. There's not a contract you sign when you, your horse, your trainer, the jockey, the owner, are in the Kentucky Derby that says, hey, man, if you happen to win the Kentucky Derby, we're going to need you to participate in the Preakness.
Hmm.
That seems like something that would have been worked out well in advance, maybe 50 or 60 years ago. They should have the option to skip it. That's bad for TV, bad for...
Yeah, but all you have to do is say your horse is not healthy.
But that wasn't the reason given. It was...
Well, it could be.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Sure, but they should have... Boy, that was a tough
one. Yes, you do need the Kentucky Derby winner, because if not, you're going, all right. Because then, it spills over to the Belmont, where you're like, all right, we got the Kentucky Derby winner, but he didn't take part in the Preakness.
My best of the weekend is, I like Jim Irsay of the Colts. If I had $1 million or multi-million dollars, I would spend money like he does. He bought Kurt Cobain's guitar that he recorded Smells Like Teen Spirit on. It's a blue 1969 Fender Mustang, featured in the video as well. And the price tag, they said, they thought maybe like $1 million-ish. $4.5 million, and it's now in Jim Irsay's collection that he is going to not just keep in his house, I think he's going to put on display so people can actually look at it.
Paul Allen, the late owner of the Seattle Seahawks, he had an unbelievable collection of music memorabilia. I don't know where those guitars went. He might have had Hendrix's guitar from Woodstock. I mean, he had some crazy stuff. Yes,
Was Hendrix from Seattle?
Yes.
He was from that area, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's collected. He might be the foremost collector, or was, of Jimi Hendrix memorabilia. Yeah, Paul.
See, now we're talking about it. Let's say you were 25 years old when Nirvana broke and you love Nirvana. You're 55 plus. Now you have money. You know, Jim Irsay was probably like just out of college.
Yeah, but he's a billionaire now.
I guess what I'm saying is like that's nostalgia now. Like an Elvis guitar to someone who's 75 years old.
But if I'm a billionaire, $4 million for a guitar, I'll take two. I'll take all of the instruments from the band. Final hour coming up. More of your phone calls. Dan Patrick Show. One more item. We close out hour two, and it's Callaway. Callaway's got everything you need. I've talked about the driver, Go Rogue, Fairway Woods, 10 yards longer, great irons, and Callaway's engineered the Chrome Soft to be the best ball on tour. Now, they don't make it just for the better players. They make it for everyone. Men, women, first-timers, major winners, repeat majors, club champs, business golfers, the weekend warrior. Start with the regular Chrome Soft designed for the widest range of golfers who want to have a better feel, more distance, incredible forgiveness. The Chrome Soft X, that provides excellent spin, consistency, tour-level short game control. And finally, Chrome Soft XLS, lower spin. That's the XLS. And you're going to have that on longer shots, a firmer feel, still high spin around the greens. Enhanced with precision technology, it all adds up to something pretty simple. Chrome Soft is better for the best, but better for everyone. CallawayGolf.com/ChromeSoft.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.